Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
How involved should grandparents be? Well, research has revealed the grandparent effect, showing that grandparents play a significant role and a positive one in the child, in the lives of their grandchildren. So can you remember your grandmother's cooking? Or are you a grandparent doing the school pickups every day and making memories with your grandchildren? Well, we would love to hear from you. The report is very interesting, actually. They discuss the former Blue Peter presenter who has six grandchildren, Janet Ellis. They're aged between 1 and 22, including the singer Sophie Ellis-Bextor's five sons. And her eldest son, Sonny, who's 22, has lived with Ellis for more than 2 years. So Ellis, who's 70, said it was a mutually beneficial relationship. Sonny keeps her company after she was widowed and helps her with the technology while she provides a halfway house to the next step of his independence. So she described being a grandparent as an extraordinary chapter in her life. So an interesting take, I think, on being a grandparent. Maeve is on the line. You're a grandparent and you think it's a very important job, Maeve.
I do. I think it's a linkage for the parent, for the child. I think it's just another set of people to love and value the child in their life. And I mean, and it's a backup for the parents, you know, going to your granny. I mean, if you remember going back, going to your granny, oftentimes was because you thought you were on a holiday. Oftentimes was because something else was happening in the house, you know.
Yeah. It's only when you look back, Maeve, that's a good point, that you realise, oh my God, they were at that funeral. That's why I was sent there. Or, you know,
exactly.
They were on a holiday without me.
Or the holiday. Absolutely, 100%. So I think there's a joy in it. And also, I think it influence the child or exposes the grandchild to a different, slightly different way of living, like a more old-fashioned way of living. You know, you might get mashed potatoes and beans for your dinner rather than, I don't know, an acacia bowl. Is that what you get? Or something, you know?
Something a bit more classic, Maeve. Is that what you're suggesting?
Something a bit more classic. But, I mean, it's a linkage. And I think anything that helps the parents, the love for the child. I mean, the amount of time you have where you don't have as a parent, like you can be out with, in Grandma's shed learning, I don't know, learning to woodwork or to mend something, or off with Granny doing shopping or gardening. There is time that you don't have when you're trying to rear your own children. And
yeah.
I think it's very, and in fact, I was just listening before this to your previous item.
Mm.
Why can't we say for rural housing or once-off housing, as part of the application for the planning permission, is my grandchildren, these children will be better off within close to their grandparents, because now it's been proved by a survey. I think it's common sense. But why couldn't you use that as a very genuine reason for once-off houses in the country, or social housing in the city? I want to be near my parents. I want the grandparents to be involved in the grandchildren's lives. Like,
oh, it's such a good point, Maeve. It's such a good point. And it's not just the support. It's the time. It's the wisdom. It's the extraordinary relationship that you can have. So you've one grandchild, Maeve. Is that right?
Yeah, just one grandchild. And I think I mean, it depends on the grandparent, it depends on the family. But I think in general, it can't be but positive. You know, and if it takes a bit of stress off the parents, if it takes, it's great fun. It keeps, and I was laughing when they were talking about technology. like the four-year-old will say, put that on Netflix. But here, Nana, I'll do it. She throws her eyes to heaven and goes, give me it and I'll do it. She came in the other day and she said, Alexa, play something. And she was looking up in the sky and I was going, there's no
Who's
Alexa.
Who's she talking to?
Alexa, yeah. But like, they learn different. It's fun and it keeps the relationship. And we're going to have to do something. Like, forgive me, I was a maths teacher, but we are, the birth rate, the number of births in 2010 in Ireland was 75,000. Last year, it was 54. there are 21,000 less children than there were 16 years ago.
Mm.
Now, we're going to have to make it better and easier to have children.
Yeah, and to build, start and families, of course. Stay there with me, Maeve, for a moment. Broadcaster Claire Ronan is on the line. Good afternoon to you, Claire.
And you too, Anna.
Claire, are you called Granny or Nana or Claire?
Granny.
Okay.
And I did think when my first grandchild was expected that I'd think of some like Gigi or
fancy name,
or
Mimi,
some fancy name. And then I thought, well, if it's good enough for the Queen of England, it's good enough for me. And every time I hear them say, I have three grandchildren, but every time I hear my eldest grandson say Granny, my heart melts a little.
Oh, that's lovely.
Every single time. So I don't care if it's not fancy or cool. Just Granny, you know, it's the joy that they bring you. And if that is positive in their future, that is marvellous. You know, the love that you can give them. I think it's just lovely, Anna. It's like when you're bringing up, I had five children under seven and it was always busy. And I always tried to paint and colour, but I was mainly cleaning the house and cooking and doing all the school runs and all that sort of stuff. Whereas now I just let the house go an absolute Kosovo and sit down and do play Mola and do colour and do watch Coco Melon and do run after him in his police car. You know, I just want to spend the time.
It's so true. And you've nailed it with that description. Actually, I think when we look at our parents, i.e. the grandparents, and how they interact with their grandchildren, they have time. They have the time to play, to sit on the floor. You know, and it's actually a strong reminder to parents as well to take the time and sometimes stop worrying about cleaning the house or, you know, getting the dinner ready at a certain time and actually sit down and engage with them on the floor.
And also one thing I noticed from my bringing up my own children, I've had them in speech and drama. Now, I know things are different now. It's so much more expensive. But in those days, you know, we live in rural Ireland, so speech and drama and all those dancing and everything. Sure, none of them dance. Like, they danced at discos, but none of them were dancers and all these other things. You know, often you're better off just at home with the colouring pad and a thing of colours, or Mola, or making cakes, or whatever your granny did, you know.
Yeah.
And you'd be more inclined to do that. But even I was having a big chat with two friends recently at my kitchen table, and I was minding my grandson, and he came in and he said, Granny, will you come with me? He just wanted me to go in and get a toy from in another room. And I was saying to my friend, how long will it be that he'll put out a little chubby hand for me to hold? So every time he says that, I just want to go. I don't care what else I've got. It's not as important. I just think, God, as that lady, as Maeve said, 21,000 less children. Aren't we so lucky to have grandchildren?
Absolutely. And it's a wonderful kind of chapter in your life as well. So when you look back on your parenting years, and you're still a parent, obviously, do you feel like you kind of overextended yourself with all of the extracurricular stuff?
If I had my time back again, I think I would cut back on the extra. I think I'd pick one thing.
Okay.
You know, they can only really have time for one thing, whether it's GAA or tennis or whatever. I don't know what they do in school, outside of school. But I think with five of them, I sat outside piano lessons. Not one of them has a note on their head. So, you know, what was I wasting my time for? But like, you know, you're trying to think maybe you find some talent or something and that you should give them as many opportunities as possible. But I think actually the time you spend with them is more important, and the silly games you play at home.
Yeah.
You know, and
Claire, there's parents all over the country that can relate to that and are laughing out loud because it's so true. Someone says it wasn't unusual for one or more of the grandchildren to be raised by the grandmother or the nanny, in inverted commas, in Dublin years ago. I guess it made sense when people raised lots of children in small corporation houses. If granny had a little spare capacity, it was a no-brainer, nanny to take up some of the slack. It's so true. Maeve and Claire Ronan, broadcaster Claire Ronan, thank you very much for joining us on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.